Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Hey, hello. Welcome, everyone. This is Trent Keith.
Yep. And I'm Ethan McNeil.
And we have a special visitor today.
I am Sally Burks-Hardy with Ruoff Home Mortgage here in Spencer.
And we're really, really honored to have her here with us. She's going to talk about some of the products that Ruoff Home Mortgage offers and some tips for people wanting to buy their homes. So you want to kind of go over some maybe a little bit about you and then maybe also about new products?
Sure. My name is Sally Burks-Hardy, and I am a longtime Spencer resident. I graduated high school in at Olin Valley in 1980. I also have a son that graduated just recently in 2017 from Olin Valley High School. I live in Spencer. I live right in town, and I'm so happy to be able to be here in Spencer with Ruoff Home Mortgage and opening an office up here. So I can help the residents of Owen County with their mortgage needs.
So what are some loan products that Ruoff offers?
Well, Ruoff offers all the conventional loans. We use Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. We will go up to 95% loan to value, which means you only need 5% down. Our minimum credit score, I have to put my glasses on here, for a conventional loan is 620. So if you have a middle score of 620, and let me explain that, when a mortgage lender pulls your credit, they're going to pull from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and whatever the middle score of the three of those is, that's the score that we'll use.
Gotcha.
620 for the conventional loans. On the government loans, which would be FHA, the VA, and the USDA, there's different scoring, minimum scores that we use. On FHA, it is as low as 580, and USDA, it's 620, and on the VA program, it is 600. So,
What would, as far as like having a higher credit score, would that get you maybe a lower rate, or would that, what would be the benefit of having a better, higher score than the minimum?
A higher credit score is going to get you a better rate. That's okay. The bottom line. It's going to, and it can, you know, make the rate lower by even, you know, a quarter of a point, a half a point, to 0.75. It's amazing how that works, and with the lower credit score, you're a higher risk client, and so that's why the rate's higher, and you're just going to pay more with the lower credit score.
Right. Yeah,
gotcha.
That sounds interesting. The other thing I was wondering with that is so if you have a 620 mm-hmm. on a conventional, does that automatically mean you only have to bring 5%, or are there things that play into how much you have to bring down on a conventional loan?
If you have a 620, there are programs where you can bring 5%. Actually, to get into a product, both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have loan products that will allow you to bring 3%. Fannie Mae's products, the Fannie Mae Home Ready, mm-hmm. and Freddie Mac is the Home Possible. Both of them will allow you to do 3%. That 3% can be a gift from a relative.
Okay.
The Fannie Mae product will allow you to pay less mortgage insurance okay. than going with just a regular conventional Fannie Mae product.
Mm-hmm.
And the Freddie Mac product, the Home Possible, if you are in a situation where you are, let's say you're graduating from college, parents are going to gift you the 3% down, but you don't and you have an offer letter, an accepted offer letter for your employer, but you're not going to start for 60 days, Freddie Mac's Home Possible will let you do future employment. So you can go ahead and get into your house and not have to wait till you start your job.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
But both of those are the 620 credit scores or higher.
Okay.
So
yeah.
On the Freddie Mac, or I'm sorry, I'm gonna say on the FHA product, it requires 3.5% down.
Okay.
That can be a gift from a relative. FHA will let you go up to 50% debt to income.
Okay.
And in situations where not both people can be on the loan,
mm-hmm.
this is a great product because it gets them into a home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of my favorite products because it's an expensive product. There's upfront mortgage insurance that gets financed into the loan. The monthly mortgage insurance is expensive. It's doable, but it is. If I could do the Fannie Mae or the Home Possible or the Freddie Mac, I'm sorry, I messed that up.
No, okay.
If I can do the Fannie Mae Home Ready or the Freddie Mac Home Possible instead of the FHA, I would do it. So,
okay. And can you explain the debt to income that you mentioned on that program? FHA, you can get up to 50.
Mm-hmm.
What can you explain to the listeners what that amounts to and what the standard debt to income would be for most of your loans?
Okay. Well, debt to income just means what you have going out versus what you have coming in. That's a simple way to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And with it, there's different ratios for different loans.
Mm-hmm.
With the USDA loan, which again is a 620 minimum credit score, your mortgage payment cannot be any more than 29% of your income.
Okay.
And your total debt cannot be any more than 41%. If you hit over the 41%, you cannot get a USDA loan.
Okay.
On again with FHA, you can get up to 50%, but that's credit score driven. So you have got to at least have a 600 credit score with us to be able to even think about doing 50%. On the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans, it's typically about 45%, and they're on total debt to income ratio, including your mortgage payment.
Okay.
So
that FHA that goes up to 50 is basically the highest that you've got.
Well, it isn't. Let me back up.
Okay.
Fannie Mae will let you go up to 50%, but it depends on the borrower and. You know, obviously, the higher the credit score, the more you can, the higher you can go with the debt to income.
Yeah.
And one of the things that all of us have at our disposal, if we use Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, is we have an automated underwriting system.
Okay.
With Fannie Mae, it's called Desktop Underwriter, or DU for short. Mm-hmm. So as a loan originator, I'm going to plug in all the applicant's information. And then I'm going to run the desktop underwriter to see whether I get an approve eligible or not.
Okay.
And I have gotten approve eligibles on Fannie Mae up to 48% debt to income.
Okay.
But, you know, again, credit score is a little bit higher and they might have some money in the bank, which helps as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that cover most of the products that you guys offer, or did you have some others?
Well, we will do the FHA renovation product where you find a house that's not in tip-top shape and it needs some work. We do those.
Okay.
And that minimum credit score is still going to be 580.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Let me back that up. That's not correct. It's 640. On the FHA, it's 640.
Okay.
Fannie Mae has a home style renovation program, and it's the minimum amount down for that is 5%, and that is credit score minimum is 640, and we do that program as well. So here's the great thing about this is that as a loan originator, I don't do a whole lot of the renovation loans. It's not something that comes across my desk.
Okay.
Ruop has realized this. And we're all about getting things done and getting them done quickly. So we have a dedicated team that once one of these, you know, I have an applicant that says I want to do a renovation program. I will take their information, I'll get the loan started, but it will go off to my renovation team because they do these day in and day out. They understand the paperwork because the one for FHA is pretty paperwork intensive. So they understand the paperwork, they know how to get through it quickly, and so we can get the loan done quickly. So that's a nice thing, so that, and then just, but it gets handed off to them. I'm still a person they can contact if they have any questions or need anything, but there's also that team that they can contact as well. So we will do jumbo loans, 90% loan to value, so they only need 10% down for that. Both fixed and adjustable rate mortgages on those jumbos. I have a doctor's loan program that we do. We have a one-time closing, construction closing, with just 10% down. And then one of the other things that I do is the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority. They have down payment assistance available to borrowers, and the down payment assistance can either be 3% or 3.5% on for the loan. So you're looking at the Fannie Mae and the Home Ready, the Freddie Mac Home Possible, or the FHA loan. And this down payment assistance is forgiven in 2 years with one of their products, and I think it on another one it is. It's forgiven in 2 years. So on on this, so if you don't qualify for the USDA program, maybe your debt to income is higher than the 41%, and you but you want to get a home, then this is another avenue that you can take. And right now, I'm the only one in our Ruop office that will do the Indiana Housing, so that's another option for clients as well.
So how would that work? Does this help get their down payment down to 3.5, or does it help them with the 3.5?
It helps them with their down payment. So they're either going to use the Fannie Mae or the Freddie Mac product that requires 3% down, or the FHA product that requires 3.5% down. But they'll apply for this, they'll have to go through Indiana Housing, and, of course I have a dedicated team for that as well. And they do a great job at Ruop getting all this taken care of, and they have to get approved. And there's, you know, there's some income requirements with this, and there's some credit score requirements with this. But it's still a very viable product to get people in the house that normally would not be able to do that.
And you may, go ahead.
But on this, their down payment is forgiven after 2 years, or they have a loan repayment?
No, it's like a grant. It's like a grant, yes.
Completely forgiven, that's awesome.
Okay.
You may have already answered this, but I'm gonna ask again. What is the lowest credit score that someone can have that is still a possibility of getting a loan?
580. It's 580 with the FHA program, which requires 3.5% down. So, but can be a gift from a relative. So if they don't have the 3.5%, then but they have a relative that's willing to give them that, then you know we can at least get them in the system. That's another product that we use the automated underwriting system on. So we're going to know right away whether we can move forward or not.
And along with that, when do you recommend someone coming to you to start the process of being approved for a loan?
Before they start talking to you. Because any realtor that I do deal with really wants to know that, that the client that they're getting ready to work with has talked to a lender, has had their credit pulled, and can actually go look at houses, because what's there's no point if they can't move forward with a contract. It it takes your time away from helping somebody else, and so as soon as you think you want to buy a house and it's something that you're looking to do, you know, the next 3 months, then you need to contact the lender and have them pull your credit and see where you're at.
Yeah.
So, and that takes me into, I have a lot of people that will sit at my desk and I'm pulling their credit and they're very nervous. And I just don't know what it is. I'm really afraid. And I said, really, there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, all information is good information.
Yeah.
And you really, you know, need to know what your credit score is. If it's not where you want it to be or where we can, where it is, for, so we can move forward, that's okay. Because I will do credit counseling and I will help them get their credit scores to where they will, they are and are where they need to be, and so that they can get a loan. I had clients a few years back that they wanted to do a VA loan and they didn't qualify. And I said, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And you, once you get that done, you contact me in 6 months and let me see what your credit scores are. And they listen, and they get that, and they got their home that they wanted. So it works, it really does.
As far as getting a pre-approval, does that, is that a long drawn out process, or does that, is that pretty relatively easy to do?
It's easy to do. You call me today and you're gonna, if you qualify, I'll get a pre-approval letter out today. With us, you can, you know, you can go online to my website, and that's just www.ruoff.com//Sally Hardy. You can call me, I can take your information down, I can input it myself. Once I do all that, then I run the desktop underwriter or the loan prospector with Freddie Mac, and it'll tell me, yes, you can move forward, no, you can't.
Okay.
So, it, and usually, you know, once I get the results back and we can move forward, then I'm emailing the pre-approval letter to the client, excuse me, I'm also emailing it to the buyer's agent, and if there's a contract, then to the listing agent too.
Great. And Ethan and I have talked about that in previous podcasts, and that is exactly what Sally just said. You want to get pre-approved. It is a seller's market. What that means is there's normally multiple offers on property, houses, all these things. So in order for your offer to be even looked at, you need that letter of pre-approval sent with the offer.
To be taken seriously.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I guess another question that we've had is, how long does it take for Ruoff, and I know it probably varies depending on the type of loan that somebody's getting, but on average, what would be, say, like an FHA or a conventional loan, how long would it take for them to get an accepted offer on a house to be ready to close, financially wise?
Well, we lock for 35 days.
Okay.
35 days. We had our monthly sales meeting, and our average, one of the averages to close was 25 days.
Okay.
So now, with that being said, that could be conventional and FHA and VA. USDA is a little bit different character, because once we're done with it, then it goes to USDA so that they can do the conditional commitment for that loan, because they are the investor and the funder for that loan. They are about a day to a day and a half out, which is not bad. So we send it out, and about a day and a half we get it back, and then we can close. But if they are backed up, then that's going to impact when we can close.
Right.
But the biggest thing that is, that's so helpful for a loan originator, is that when they give you, I give you a list of items that I need for you to bring at the time of application to have all those items, because we don't ask for anything that we don't need, but everything we ask for, we need. And if we don't have it, then it can keep us from submitting the loan to our operations center, or it's going to keep it from getting final approved, because the underwriter is going to say, I still need that W-2 from 2016, or I still need the tax return from 2017. And just a little word to the wise, if you do TurboTax, please print your tax returns. because it goes away, and then you have to pay TurboTax, I think $50 or something like that, if you don't print them and or if you don't save them to your computer.
Yeah.
So I run into that situation with people going, I have to pay $50 to get my tax return, and I'm like, don't do it. You know, let me go back and see if I actually need it. So, and in that case, I didn't need it, but you know, if you're using TurboTax, print or save your tax returns.
There's a free.
Exactly. Yep. So, that's probably the biggest thing that will hang things up, is that we don't get everything that we asked for, and we have to keep going back and requesting it. So. Yeah.
Another question I had was, I know that a lot of houses in Owen County will qualify for USDA. Mm-hmm. What are some stipulations, like just maybe some basic stipulations that you see for a house to qualify for USDA financing? Because I know that they have some guidelines as far as what would qualify and what wouldn't. Mm-hmm. What are some of those? Because the 0% down really gets a lot of people.
So. Yeah. Well, everything in Owen County is USDA eligible. Even if it's sitting right in Spencer, it's USDA eligible because it's a rural county. Mm-hmm. And that's the definition for USDA. We don't do manufactured housing with USDA. Okay. We do them, but just with FHA. So it's going to need to be a stick-built home.
Okay.
And I do want to clarify that even if the foundation's been taken off of the manufactured home and it's sitting on block foundation, mm-hmm. it's still not going to go USDA with
us.
Okay. There are things that, I guess, the biggest thing is if there's any kind of repairs that might need to be done, mm-hmm. they're going to be sticklers on peeling and chipping paint, mm-hmm. inside and out, downstairs or up. Mm-hmm. They're going to be sticklers about all the utilities being on and functional, the water heater working, the furnace working, air conditioning if it has it. Working. Okay. If it doesn't have it, that's fine. But if you've got an air conditioner sitting there that's not working, they're going to require it to be fixed.
Okay.
Working. They're going to run water. They're going to flush toilets. They're going to look for leaks. They're going to get in the attic. So the attic needs to be accessible. They're going to get in a crawl space. That needs to be accessible. Mm-hmm. If you have any outdoor buildings, if they are peeling and chipping paint, they're going to require that to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. Broken windows, holes in the walls, you know, those types of things are what they're going to look for, okay. and mark if they're not done, if they're in bad repair.
Gotcha.
That being said, a lot of people think that an appraisal is an inspection, mm-hmm. and it is not. The appraisal is done so the lender knows what the value mm-hmm. is for that home. So we know that when we're lending this money that the value is there for that. Mm-hmm. An inspection is for the borrower to know that that home is sound and safe and has no issues.
Yeah.
So I always encourage people to get inspections. They're not required, but for peace of mind and knowing that what you're buying is in good shape, there's no mold, there's no... And in I hate to say it, but in this day and age with the meth, amphetamine, you know, it just is everywhere. There are tests that they can do to check and make sure that there's been no meth made in a house. I had a gentleman over in Terre Haute that was getting ready to buy a house, and he had a meth test done in the house, and somebody had made meth in it, and he walked away from the deal. So, you know, just the peace of mind to know that it's all in good shape and move-in ready is it's really important. So, you know, I would spend the extra money for the home inspection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that 100%. We try to lead the clients that way also mm-hmm. on inspections, because you can know all about building, you can know about finishing, whatever parts of the home that you've been around, but yet just walking through a home does not tell you if it's in good condition, if there's not things hidden. Inspectors are paid to find problems. Yeah. And so if you can pay an inspector to go in, that gives you the peace of mind that whether the mortgage company cares or not, you don't have to worry about finding out something two or three years down the road that's a major issue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's so, very true. Yep. So I've had people come back and haven't had an inspection done, and you know, they're remodeling the home, they're tearing out a wall, and there's mold. Well, you know, if you had the mold inspection done, there's a good chance it would have been found.
Yes.
You know, so, and you know, the other thing that I'm dealing with a lot is for sale by owners, because people want to save on the commission. And so if you're going to do that, which I don't recommend unless you are in the business and you really know what you're doing, you need to be very careful about your contracts, and you need to be very careful about what you will do in that contract and what you won't do. And you know, and really I strongly urge people to use realtors, because they're going to save you a lot of pain and heartache. Because if you do something and you've got a signed contract, it's hard to get something changed with that.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. And that's something Ethan and I have run statistics on that. Mm-hmm. And you actually, it's proven across the nation, you actually make more money or save more money by using a realtor.
Yeah.
And in our perception is, well, we're paying them a certain percentage, it'd be cheaper if we just do it on our own. But the catch is, you just don't know all the details you have to work through. And a realtor that does this for a living can definitely help you through all that.
Yeah, and if you need a realtor that you can trust, obviously me and Trent are here for you. So.
One thing I wanted to say, that on the Fannie Mae Home Ready and the Freddie Mac Home Possible, in comparison to those programs, to the USDA program, there's income limits on all three programs. USDA, even if there's not, if there's two people in a home and but there's only one person on the loan, but both people are working, they're going to take that total household income, which could kick somebody out of that program. On the Fannie Mae Home Ready and the Freddie Mac Home Possible, there's income limits as well, and they're county income limits. But you don't have to use both incomes. If one person's income can handle the debt load of what's out there and plus the mortgage, then we just only need to use the one income. So that's another thing that may help somebody if they can't use the USDA program because of income, they can use one of these programs as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And that's why we would recommend you call in somebody like Sally. If you're confused about all these numbers and not sure which program, just talk to somebody. It's kind of like hiring a realtor. Don't try and go alone. Get in contact with somebody, because they're going to be able to evaluate where you're at, your credit score, your income, debt to income ratio, and should be able to point you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. And Sally is just opening up her new office in Spencer. So where are you located at?
I'm at 385 East Morgan Street, right there in Spencer. I'm on the corner of Park and Morgan, right across the street from Edwards Farm Supply. And so we just opened up, and we just got our sign in today, and it's in the ground. And so you'll know, everybody will know where I'm at. Yep. And this is really great for me. I'm many, many years have I driven to Bloomington for work. You know, I can't tell you how many trips I've made to Bloomington. And happy to do it, because, you know, I'm happy to have a job. But I am 4 minutes walking distance from my house to my office now. So I'm like thrilled with that.
That's great.
So it's very nice to be back home in Spencer.
Do you have any contact information you want people to know to get a hold of you?
Sure. My cell phone is the best way to get in contact with me. I text and voicemail, or just call me, and that number is 812-327-8547. My email is sally.hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, at ruoff.com. And then I do have an office number, but forgive me, that just got posted, and I have to look and see what that is. But it's on the sign, so if you're driving by, there you can see it on the sign. I'm on Facebook as well. So I, you know, I've gotten messages through Facebook on, you know, loan questions. So however you need to get in contact with me, that's fine. So email, you know, text or Facebook. So.
All right. Cool.
Well, that's great. Well, it was nice to talk to everyone again today. It was special having Sally in to give us more information. As you all know, Ethan and I with Keith Realty would love to help you with any needs you have in South Central Indiana. Post any questions that you have. We can help you get in contact with Sally or anyone else who you would like to give information. And again, I am Trent Keith.
And I'm Ethan McNeil, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.